Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show, and welcome to the first full moon of this most pivotal year, transmitting as always to our shifting earth and to all requesting our healing frequencies. May we decree the immaculate concept to set the intent for our greatest potential as a group force field for 2012 and beyond. And we do have a wonderful guest who we'll bring on in just a few moments. We have Jane Dawson again. And she's going to give you messages to help you get out of the rut if you're feeling stuck with the same old issues in life, be it relationships, work, money, or health. So she'll assist you if you call in. And we're just going to see if Gary's back on, because I think he was having some computer issues. Are you there, Gary? No, I don't think he is. But never mind. We have a wonderful show, and we'll bring Jane on in just a few moments. But to set the tone for this year, I'm going to play this one. It's called Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drift drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Of the fine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Been in bed all weekend with some sort of flu bug, but I'm feeling good now. Okay, so I think we'll bring our very special guest on, Jane. Are you there, Jane?
Hello, Jan, I'm here.
Hiya.
How are you?
All right, thanks. And did you have a good Christmas?
I had a lovely Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
And of course, I had with a new child to the family, a little grandson born on the 21st of December.
Wow.
So had a lovely time cuddling him and his big brother.
Well, there's nothing replaces a grandchild, is there? The feeling of getting a grandchild, it's wonderful.
It's so wonderful.
Mm.
And especially when you're only 25 years old like I am, Jan, it's quite amazing, really.
Mm. Well, I'm a great granny and I'm only 25 too. What
you're
a
great
coincidence.
Granny. My goodness, it's a coincidence. Mind you, I'm not planning turning 30 anytime soon, I must admit. It'll be a few years yet.
Me neither.
I know. I've got to stay young and stay positive.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I absolutely loved your song choice tonight.
Oh, thank you. I thought it was a good one to open the new year with.
It's so fantastic. It's a new dawn, it's a new day,
new day.
And it's a new life for me.
Yeah, and it's a new year.
And it's a new year.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a 5-year this year. Jan and
yes, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. It's a year of change, and more change.
Mm.
So I think we all have to stay positive this year, because we're still on that rocky old road with a few big stones and some small stones that could trip us up.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Very much. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's going to be a new life for a lot of people. And, you know, my lovely daughter, she just gave birth to her baby and I was there. And when you're birthing a child or anything, there's always labour pains attached to that.
Yeah.
And we're birthing a new age, of course, and I think we might be in the middle of labour at the moment. But I do very much feel that we're going to come out of that in the next few years.
Well, that's a really good analogy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And because we're all feeling, well, you can look at it as feeling the pain, or you can look at it as a challenge and learning. And I think it's good to think more along the lines of what can we learn from this? What can we take from this? How can we improve things for ourselves and our fellow mankind and for life on our beautiful planet?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
And, okay. So
interesting times to come, honey.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people are going to be leaving the Earth plane this year. More than usual, I believe. But
well, next year is a sixth year, and that's about families. And I very much believe there'll be a lot of babies conceived and born the end of next year.
Yeah, but some have to go before more can come.
Exactly.
Okay.
More and more.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm back.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, you're there, Gary.
Talking
yes,
of special with Gary back.
It delayed me, and I had to reboot my system, but I made it. And hi, Jane. It's good to hear from you.
Hi,
Happy
Gary.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Congratulations
to you.
On the new Earth that you have.
Thank you.
New life
baby,
coming into
baby Matthew.
Matthew, lovely name.
A lovely name.
Mm.
Happy New Year to everyone that's listening or online or in the chat room.
Yes, we have a few in the chat room as well. Some famous ones in there, such as Holy Moses.
Hi, Holy Moses. I can't actually see the chat room.
Oh, can you not?
And I can't see anything in writing from you because I'm using an allegedly wonderful new piece of IT, which is the iPad. But I only just know how to switch it on at this current moment. So I hope you'll all bear with me this evening.
Oh, we will. We've got quite a few guests already lined up in the chat room. So, callers, I should say. So I think I'll just take that first one and we'll just see if you're ready, Jane. We'll just take the first one and
see. Very quickly, Michael card for everyone, because Archangel Michael is really the angel we want to call on this year to guide us through the change. And the card I've chosen for everyone is positive thoughts create positive results. And that really backs up what we were saying at the start of the show there.
Yeah, it does.
Positive at all costs this year.
That's right. Well, we must remain positive, as you
Absolutely.
Said.
Absolutely.
And it will help. And there are so many people, including the archangels and beings of light, helping us to get through this transition.
That's very, very true.
And it couldn't have got much worse, really, could it, on this planet?
No,
that's exactly right. You know, this year, I think, is going to be the culmination of why we all decided to be here to begin with. I mean, from prior to us being born into this incarnation, this is why we all stood in line, jumped up and down, and couldn't wait to be here.
Uh-huh.
This year is going to be the culmination of all that. I truly do believe that.
Yeah, I definitely
think we're
on the road. But do you ever wonder, why did I agree to be here at this time?
Every day!
Because I find myself thinking that quite often, but however, we must be here for a purpose, as you say.
And we love it.
We love it.
It's a beautiful planet Earth.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
and it's
planet.
Going to be even more beautiful when we've gone through the last of the shift.
Bushimaka. That's a Lakota. Means Grandmother Earth. She's a grandmother now.
Yeah.
Grandmother, but she's slightly older than 25, Gary. 25 million years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'm glad I'm at that age. Okay, so we'll bring our first caller on because they've been waiting for quite a while, so I'll just bring them on.
Lovely.
Okay, so Hello, caller on area code 510. Are you there, please?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you all?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Rachel, and I am calling from California.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello there. My question has to do with my career. I've been looking for a new career position, mm-hmm. and I was wondering if you see anything coming for me soon.
Mm-hmm. What work are you in just now, Rachel?
I'm not working right now, but in the past, I was in business. I was in management and sales.
I actually had a vision of you sitting at a desk with your Rolodex in quite a smart suit. But what I feel for you, are you thinking about a change of career?
Yes, I would like to do something different.
Yes, that's what I feel. I feel you're extremely good with people, Rachel. You have a natural gift for communicating and listening to people. So I would say you'd be a wonderful counsellor and a wonderful teacher as well. So I don't know if either of those things have appealed or do appeal to you at all.
I do enjoy being with people, and I'm very people-oriented, yes.
Okay. Now, the other thing that's just flown in front of my mind's eye here is a wedding. You're not planning to get married anytime soon, are you?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend? Well, I see a wedding, so that's nice, isn't it? And
wow.
Also, the other thing I see for you is business connected with that, like wedding planning.
Oh, wow.
Because that would marry up, oh, pardon the pun, that would marry up your business skills along with your wonderful ability to communicate with people. I think you'd be wonderful at that. What is your date of birth, Rachel? Just the month and the day?
Yes, it's July 9.
So it's 9 plus 7 plus 2012, so that is 7, 16 and 5, 21. Now, this is a very, very good year for you. You must be creative, though, and you don't have a boyfriend, but you've got a 2 and a 1 making up 3, so almost certainly. I know you must have had a separation in the past or a divorce.
Yes, that divorce, I think, would have been from my last job of 16 years.
Right. Okay, because
yes.
I know very much there was this aspect of being togetherness and then this aspect of standing in your own, but you're coming into now into a year of creativity, okay? So what?
Jane, if I could just interrupt for just a second and
yes,
get
honey.
You to move a little closer to your microphone.
A little
They're
closer.
Having difficulty hearing you.
And
right.
Also, Jane, do you have music
yes.
playing in the background?
Guilty as charged. Yes.
Well, they've abolished hanging.
That's good.
The angels are playing
top?
In the background, that's all.
Yes, please, because it might clash with what we're playing in
right.
a little while.
Okay.
Now,
just
anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's absolutely fine. It's a lovely iPad, isn't it? Can you hear me any better now?
Yes, much better.
Yes,
much
better. Yeah. You must have moved it closer to your eye.
That'd be useful. I've notched up the volume to full, so now you're extremely...
Isn't that how an iPod works? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either, but if I ever find out, I'll tell you, Gary.
That'll be good.
So, lovely Rachel, can you please work on creative ideas like I've given you in respect of your new career? I feel it's very much all out there for you. Now, do you read the cards or do you own angel cards or tarot cards?
Do I own tarot cards, did you ask?
Yeah, or,
no,
or angel
cards? No, I don't.
Right, okay. Because I do feel that you would have a very good connection with them, particularly the angel cards. So if you wanted to get yourself a set and just check them for daily advice, then I think you would find that very useful and daily inspiration. But you have many, many strings to your bow that you could explore. And I do feel there may be a move of house for you as well, or even a move further afield.
I see. Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Keep all your options open, Rachel.
Yeah. I will. I'm
carry on.
I'm open-minded, so I will.
Absolutely. And don't let fear hold you back or anything from the past hold you back either. It's onwards and upwards.
Okay.
And I just want to say to you, I have a man here who had a dog. I just wanted to come forward and say hello to you.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Yes, okay. I do. Thank
so
you. That's wonderful.
He's very much supporting you. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you too. Bye.
Bye, Rachel. Oh, lovely lady.
She was a lovely lady.
Yes, she was. Now, is All the Ones a Skype caller, Gary? Do you know? Because we have somebody here from area code 111. 111111.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Well, I think I'll just press the button and see who it is. No?
Is it me?
Who's that, please? What's your name? Is that you, Jivanda? I thought I recognised you. How are you?
Sorry?
How are you?
Yeah, okay, I'm okay. I just wanted to congratulate Jane first because of her grandchild.
Thank you so much, Jivanda. I do have a few pictures up on my Facebook site if you want a little peek.
I'm sorry?
I have some pictures of him on my Facebook page if you'd like a little look at him.
Yeah, I will check that out.
Put the link in the
little wallet. She's got several pictures. She is one proud grandmother.
I am indeed.
She's emitting a beautiful energy holding that little one in her arms. It's absolutely delicious.
I
really
know.
They are a gift from God, really. Even if they do.
And if you put the link in at the end of the show, Jane, we can all check the photos out. Okay.
Lovely.
Because I don't want to miss anything. I know.
About Shabbat.
Yeah, I was also calling in for a reading, if you don't mind.
You're welcome, Jivanda. How can I help you, honey?
Well, I just wanted to know whether you can give your vision on the coming year for me. I have been going through, some kind of tough stuff and concerned about a loved one and... Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to see what the cards would say about me for the coming time.
Right. Well, firstly, I have chosen an Archangel Michael card for you. And I want you to always ask Archangel Michael to be around you and your loved one. And I want you to ask Archangel Raphael to assist in healing, for you both as well. And this card says, forgive yourself. You've done nothing wrong. And it is an angel standing with a child. And would I be correct in saying it's a son or a young male relative that you're being concerned about?
No, it's not a son. No.
Is it a younger male?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because that's what I very strongly felt here. Okay. And what I have to say to you, Jivanda, is that I do sense that the boy or the young man, is actually very needy. But I do feel as well that you have to be careful that it's not that you're not taking all his vibes and stuff and what's going on in his life into yourself too much, because being respectful to him, it is his stuff and it's not your stuff. You can only give so much support, but you have to very much protect yourself, because I do feel a lot of sadness around you. And I'm worried just that you're spiralling into that somewhat downward frame of mind. Would that make sense to you? Yes.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Can I ask you, please, honey, what is your date of birth, day and month?
January the 3rd.
So 3 + 1 + 5 = Now, this is a 9 year for you, coming up to a 9 year old. You've just come into a 9 year, and that is a year of endings. And of course, before a new year can start, or a new energy, or a new period of time can start, it has to end. So can you tell me, please, do you know the date of birth of this boy or this man that you're particularly concerned about? Do you know his date of birth?
Yes, October.
So he's a 9 plus a 10 plus a 5. So he's 15 and 9. Is that 24? So he's coming into a 6 year. He's in a 5 year just now, which means he's going through immense change. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Can you repeat that?
The man that you're, the boy that you're asking about, is going through a lot of change in his life just now. But I do feel there'll be a reconciliation between him and his family members or his friends after his birthday. So I do feel that things will become much more settled. And because you are a 9, I wonder perhaps if you will be able to back off a little bit from that situation, from this situation, after October time. Would that make sense to you?
After what time?
After, towards the autumn. The autumn time, September, October time. Could I ask you what age the young man is?
39.
He's 39?
Okay.
39. 39, okay. Alrighty, so I just feel here as if, I feel as if that's what's going to happen. I feel as if you will possibly end or very much step back from your involvement in this, but I feel that he's going to be all right.
Good.
Okay? You understand that? Okay.
I understand that.
And I do have to say to you, there's an older lady in spirit. I feel it would be your grandmother coming forward to say hello to you and to give you support. And you also have a large dog, and we have more than one dog in the spirit world who are coming bounding towards you as well. And the reason they're coming bounding towards you is to give you unconditional love and to give you a bit of upliftment at this time in your life.
I want to
say to Javanda, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, and it's a new life for you. Okay, so keep that in mind. It's all going to going to turn around later in the year.
Thank you, Jane.
You're very welcome, darling. Very welcome.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Javanda.
Yes, it's lovely to speak to you again.
And that was a lovely message, Jane.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a lovely girl.
And
you know, the spirit world want her to know that they're very supportive of her, and the angels as well. They said, don't forget to tell her about us. So I'm telling her, please note that the angels are there. And I do know as well, as a man who had a very serious chest condition that wants to be remembered to you as well. Feels like your grandfather. Does that make sense to Javanda?
Well, you know, I have a bit trouble hearing you because the sound is not very, very good at my coming through.
Is it not? Oh, that's such a shame. Can you hear me okay, Jan?
Yes.
And well, I can hear you fine as well.
And you can hear. Well, what I'll do once we're finished, I'll send you a little email just with the main points that I've made to you.
Well, thank you so much.
She's going to send to get the idea of what she's getting across to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, honey. Be kind to yourself. Look after yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my darling. Lots of love.
See you later.
Lots of love to all of you as well. And a happy Jean that you are feeling better now.
Thanks very much. Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Javanda.
Now, we have a call that's been waiting for 20 minutes. So they're on area code 631. So please could we say hello? Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York. Hello to everyone.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
How's everyone doing today?
Great.
I am perfect, and so are you.
Excellent, excellent. Glad to hear it.
Thank you for calling in, Sandra. How can I help you today?
Congratulations on your being a new grandma. I see the picture here down below in the comments. You look very happy.
Oh, thank you very much. That was the day he was born. They don't even clean babies up now. They just sort of wrap them in a towel and hand them to you. So I was just absolutely amazed. So wonderful, Sandra.
You look like a very young grandma.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She is. She's a young, beautiful Scotch grandmother.
Where's the picture? I can't see it.
On the very bottom beneath the chat room, there's comments. And I see I see a whole bunch of different comments there. There's, you know, different pictures, I guess, that lead to...
That must be the main show page. I'm only on the host chat page, so I can't see that.
Yeah.
I'll catch that later.
I think I put a comment there this morning, Sandra. So, but thank you, dear. How can
You're
I help
welcome.
You then?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me something about my love life for 2012. I'm not dating anyone, and I'm hoping to find Mr. Wright this year, get married, and start a family.
Oh, how lovely. What age are you just now, Sandra?
I'm 42.
You're 42? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're just a chicken. 42 is nothing, you know.
Spring chicken.
A spring chicken.
And are you sure you want to do all those things in that order? No, never mind.
I think so.
Okay.
Now, I actually wondered if Gary was going to volunteer there, Sandra, when he sort of put on their call.
Maybe. People are going to get the wrong idea about this show. I'm thinking we're a dating website.
Well, I'm not sure if I fit that Mr. Right criteria. See, that's the thing.
You're lovely, Gary.
Oh, he's got the voice anyway, hasn't he? Wow.
I know he has got the voice. It's like silk. It's like silk and milk chocolate mixed together. But he's just moved out of New York, Sandra, so we're going to have to find you someone else.
Okay.
Now,
I'm a little disappointed, but I'll make it through.
Oh, bless. Does the name Michael mean anything to you currently?
No.
No? Okay. Then I would like you to look out for someone with the name Michael. Michael.
Okay.
Okay, now I don't want you thinking that you're immediately going to marry him or anything like that, or if you meet anyone called Michael, you start going away into fantasy land, okay?
Okay.
I do feel that this Michael will be very significant, and I do feel here a well-dressed, handsome, quite well-to-do man, so I'm actually quite jealous myself, Sandra. I'm quite jealous myself. And I don't feel that he will have been married before or I don't feel he'll have been in a relationship for a long time. So he'll be pretty much single. No previous children. So that all sounds quite good to me. And the word rich just jumped into my mind. So I do feel he'll be quite well off.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Jeez. I'm getting the jackpot for waiting all these years.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, they've showed me popcorn here, so I know here there's going to be a cinema date involved, or you're going to meet him at the cinema, something like that, okay? So that's going to be important too. Now,
okay.
I have to tell you very much, you need more fun in your life, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You have to get out much, much more and about and have a bit of self-confidence because you seem to be a bit lacking in it, Sandra. So I want you to know that you're all that. You're a wonderful, feminine, gorgeous, beautiful woman.
And
any man would be lucky to have you. Okay, so we're going to change our thinking right round to that way. Okay?
Absolutely.
Now, you have a very strong connection with nature, Sandra. And, the only thing I really know about New York is Central Park. And I see you out there kicking leaves. So whether you're doing that or whether you need to get out more into nature, but certainly that's very, very important for your mind and your body.
Yeah. As soon as you started talking about that, I got chills all over.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's a sign from spirit, okay? Now, do you have Italian blood? in you, Sandra?
Do I have what?
Italian in blood?
No, no. Pretty close by. Pretty close by. I'm actually Croatian.
Croatian. I just know there was a very, very dark-haired man that looked like Italian to me, but I'll let you have Croatian. I just know very much that he's coming forward just to say hello and to give you some support there.
It's but probably my dad. My dad was dark-haired, olive.
Yeah, absolutely, that's him. But I know as well that relationships with men haven't always been that easy for you, okay?
No.
We just want to have a look at where we're coming from, how you're viewing yourself in these relationships. Okay, I could speak to you for much longer about this, but you can go and do some kind of research. Or you know who Jack is? Jack?
What? Say that again?
The name Jack?
Jack, no.
I do feel Jack's in spirit. So maybe you could give that some thought. I don't know whether it's your father's brother or someone on your father's side, but I do very much feel that he's in spirit. Now, what's your date and month of birth, please, Sandra?
Oh, it's 3/2, so I think I'm moving into a 10 or a 1 this year.
3/2, you are.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful because that is new starts, new beginnings. How fantastic. And then next year will be a 2, and that's all about coupledom and doing things together. That's about balance in your life, and that's very, very important for you. You also have a very strong creative streak, which you need to explore if you're not already doing it. And the year after that will be a 3. 3 is about creativity, 3 is about family, 3 is about pregnancy, 3 is about birthing new ideas. So I'm very, very excited about this period you're coming into.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I just have one quick question, Jane. Do you think it's still possible for me to have a family, or should I consider adopting? Or
well, yeah, as I say, you're coming into a 3. The year after next will be a 3, so there's definitely some potential for a family there. Let me just see what the angels say about this. Oh, you're a medium. They've just told me you're a medium. You have the natural ability to connect with departed loved ones.
Yeah, I kind of feel stuff all around me all the time, and I've been trying to I need guidance in like how to figure out what they're trying to tell me. So I think I need to start taking some sort of classes or starting to open up to that, because I'm constantly bombarded by either seeing things, hearing things, feeling things.
Okay. So you want to get that
an intercessor. You may need an intercessor to help you to decipher these messages.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I need somebody
just get on the gold ring and meditate with the rest
of
you.
There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, what I would suggest to you, Sandra, is to get a really good book, or go on to Hay House Radio and listen to some of their authors, or get one of their books, because they're very, very good if you want to begin mediumship. Because you don't want to be bombarded with the energy from the spirit world morning, noon and night. You wouldn't want strangers coming in off the street and interrupting you, so you don't necessarily want that to happen with the spirit world. So there's discipline involved there. But also, you're very good at manifesting, okay? So that's very strong power you have. So use that to get what you want in your life. You're more than capable of doing it, honey.
Okay.
You're a master manifester.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
You
Jane
go,
and everyone, I really appreciate it, and have a wonderful evening.
You too,
Thank
Sandra.
You. You too, Sandra.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much for calling.
Bye. And don't forget, you can always join the goldring.webpaint.com site, because there are nearly 6,000 members on there who are all learning how to tune in to their inner selves. And,
oh, dear. There are that many now? Nearly 6,000.
Nearly 6,000 there are. And this week I received my Inner Christ book from Ricer, the Christ Within manual, Beloved I Am. And that's all about finding the Christ within yourself.
It is a beautiful book. I've seen it. Yes, Brooke has a copy.
It's fantastic. And I highly recommend it to anyone who wants. I haven't had time to read it yet, obviously. It only arrived today. It's got the most beautiful pictures and paintings by Lily Moses and writings by Risa, which is absolutely fabulous. And Risa is going to be doing a show shortly to discuss the book, so I'll have to get it read before it comes on. So
wonderful.
It's been a labor of love by many, many people all around the globe for quite a few years now, so it's wonderful to see it finally manifesting.
And a lot of them are all members on the goldring.wetpaint site, goldring.wetpaint.com. And we do have chat rooms and joint meditation rooms where we all join in meditating together and learning how to become synchronized and even not even have to communicate via the telephone. Can you believe?
Yeah, sounds wonderful. We often don't realize.
Well, we have space on the switchboard. I want to encourage anyone who wishes to have a reading, an angelic reading with Jane, please call us up. Give us a call at 646-929-0461 and put a 001 in front of that if you're outside the country, and we can get a angelic reading with Jane. How you doing, Jane? How are you holding up?
Absolutely. I'm doing very well, and thank you, Gary.
Right, because we do have another caller who's been on for I don't know how long at 850 area code. Hello, you're live
on air.
Hey,
hello.
How
are
you all? Who are we speaking to, please?
This is Deidre.
Deidre?
Yeah, I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Deidre.
Hi, Deidre. Thanks
Deidre.
For calling.
Hey, I'm doing all right. I was calling. Don't have a particular question. I was basically trying to just see. Oh my! If the, you know, if the angels have anything that I need to be doing or anything to tell me, rather.
Uh huh. Okay, Deidre, it's lovely to hear from you, honey.
Hey.
I know that you have many, many people in the spirit world looking out for you. And can you hear me okay, Deidre?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Uh-huh. And it's either a mum and dad or a grandmother and grandfather, I feel, close couple, very much looking after you. Does that make sense to you?
Both my granddads, both of them have crossed over. And my grandmother,
absolutely. Okay. Are you still there, honey? Hello? I think Deirdre's having
a very bad line.
Yeah.
She's still there.
She's still on the line. There she is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right.
Had to move around.
Here we go then, Deirdre. I've chosen a card from you, and it's the card that says, shield yourself. You have to protect yourself from harsh or fear-based energies by imagining there's a cocoon of healing light round about you. Okay? Now, on this card, there's a collection of stars that shows all your lovely people in the spirit world very much looking out for you. Okay? And I know in your life, you've had many periods where things have seemed very black to you and very bleak to you. Okay? And I want to encourage yourself to move with people and in circles where the energy is light and where you can be uplifted.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've been feeling pretty down lately,
I know, darling. And I picked a card before you came on. It had a very similar message. So you very much have to watch the company you're keeping. And I feel it's both in your working life, if you're working, and your social and your family life. And I feel there's people round about you that can be quite negative, and this drags you down.
That's true. Yeah, it's pretty rough for his home life, yeah.
I know, bless you, honey. Now, is your husband still with you?
Yeah, he is.
Uh-huh, because I just hear husband, and would I be correct in saying that his mother is in the spirit world?
His mother,
Actually, no, not his mother, no.
Right. Okay, well, it would be a lady that would be like a mother to him, so it may be his grandmother or an aunt then. There's someone who was very, very close with him, but was also really quite direct and dominating in some ways with him. Okay? So that has actually affected how he has grown up and how he relates to women and relationships. So I hope that gives you a little bit of insight into where he's coming from there.
Yeah, because that creates a lot of tension, so it explains a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's definitely healing needed there. Now, do you have a job at the moment?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I've been on my job a long time.
Right.
It's kind of scaring me lately, though, because it's been talk, kind of whispered talk now, you know, and things have been kind of shifting around, so I'm getting kind of nervous about it, you know.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Well, there's very few people who aren't facing that situation just now, Deirdre. So try and look in the positive. It's, if one door closes, another door will open. But can you tell me, please, what your day and month of birth is?
It's June 16th.
So you're 16 plus 6, 1, 6, 7, and 6 equals 7, 6 is 13 plus 5. So you're an 18-9 year, Deirdre, which can sometimes be quite challenging, okay? And it could mean that your job will go, because the 1 talks about you, the 8 talks about finances and work, and the 1 and 8 together makes 9, and that talks about endings. But the good news is, I do not feel you'll be out a job for long. I do feel you'll pick another job up if this one goes within about 3 months.
Really? You see it not being good on the job front?
Well,
I've been there like 11 years, so I'm so planted and scared to move around. But then it's just, I've been noticing stuff, yeah.
Don't be scared, honey. That, you know, that's the worst thing. That draws negativity towards you. Don't be scared. If it happens, it happens, okay? Just say, well, one door's closing, another door's opening. I will easily get myself another position, okay?
That's true.
Because you are a very good worker. Now, does your husband not work?
He does, yeah. He's been working, oh, my goodness, I think 19 years, I think he's been there.
Right, okay. Because I see him very much sat at home. So I don't know whether he's not feeling very well or not keeping very well or is feeling a bit down, but I feel that his energy levels are not what they could be either.
Yeah, he doesn't keep his health up good at all. And he's got high pressure and he stays so mad and nervous. He gets his pressure up a lot.
Yeah. So he really needs to think about ways of handling that, different ways of thinking and behaving and reacting. And you could help him a lot with that, okay? You could help him a lot. So what I would like for you is to start looking into how you can live a better and happier life. And I would recommend you would read something like You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay, something like that, or Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, some of these motivating books that will get you on the right path. Okay? Now, I know at times you've been tempted to part from your husband as well.
Wow, you are the real deal, aren't you? Yeah. I sympathy keeps me from doing that, but it's too many issues. Like, you know, it's draining me is what it's doing.
I absolutely know that. But it may come that you decide to leave, okay? I know that it's in your energy field. I'm not saying it definitely will happen, but I know it's there for you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what's his day and month of birth?
It is November 28th.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 2, 4, 8, 12, 12 and 5, 17. So he's on a 17-8, okay. So that's interesting because he also has issues round about work and finance, okay. But he's a year behind you. He's doing a lot of going within himself, okay? Going within himself. There's a lot of stuff that he doesn't talk to you about. He just keeps in himself. But I do feel that he may be a bit worried about money and about jobs and about finances as well, okay? And he's worried about illness, very, very much so. So there's a lot going on with both of you there. So I do feel there will be some quite important adjustments coming in later on in the year for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But try to stay in the positive aspect about it. Because
absolutely.
If you stay positive.
That's scary.
I know, but life's scary, Deirdre, for everyone just now. So here's a little affirmation for you, okay? It is only change. I am safe and I am loved. It is only change. I am safe and I am loved. Okay? And I know what I'm talking about because I'm going through some pretty mighty changes myself at the moment. So you will get through it, okay? And I do feel there'll be happiness coming into the future for you. Very much so, honey.
I really appreciate you.
You're very, very welcome, darling. I wish them all the angel blessings.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in. Love yourself.
That's a lovely message.
You know, your husband has been just a beautiful teacher teaching you that. He's been in your life teaching you how to love yourself.
That's true. Gary is always, yep.
So,
it's very true what Gary says. The hardest relationships are the best lessons in life, absolutely.
Right.
What a journey.
What a journey. That's true. I appreciate you all. It's always good talking to you all, I tell you. It's always good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Don't feel any fear, because where there is fear, you can't feel the love that we need in order to become enlightened enough to ascend with the planet Earth. Now
right.
That 2012
fear
is here.
Or love?
Yes.
What are you going to choose?
You
fear
can't
or love?
Have both.
That's true.
That's okay. True. We're going to bring the next caller on 417. Who is Megan?
No, actually, it's 203. 203
right.
Was holding.
I was going to say, Megan has been trying to phone in for
I'm
about
tracking
20 minutes. Okay, then. Thank you very much for calling in, Deirdre.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Okay, bye. Okay, so you're having 203 on next, are you?
203. I'll go ahead and make mine.
Okay.
Hello?
203. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Jane. My name is Ann, and I'm calling you from Connecticut.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Is it Ann? Is it Ann or is it John? Ann.
No, it's Ann. A-N-N-E.
A-N-N-E. Hello, Ann. It's lovely to speak with you. How can I help you?
Oh, I just want to see what you might see in terms of solar with romantic friendship or partnership, anything in the future.
Right. Okay. So, give me your date and month of birth, please, Anne.
Excuse me?
Can you give me your day and month of birth, please?
I am 2/7.
What's that, the 2nd of July?
No, February
7th. You see, us in the UK do it the other way around, but that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, they turn it around in the UK, right.
We turn it around because we're very, very strict.
On the same day as Charles Dickens.
Ah, right, okay. So, anyway, 7th of February. So you've come into a 14-5 year, Anne. So what I can tell from this, there is very much likely to be changes about your working environment. Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Are you looking for a job?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch
right
that.
Now, and I sort of have talent that I do. I do readings and such on the side. That eventually I would like to move into when I retire from my job that I'm in now to supplement my retirement.
So you are working at the moment then?
Yes, I am working.
Right. Are you expecting to retire this year or next year?
I would love to, but financially I've been told I'm probably better off, you know, trying to hold on.
Right. Okay. Can I ask what age you are just now, Anne?
I will be 60 in February.
60. Yeah. You see, to me, it seems quite a good time. I mean, obviously, you've got to take financial advice. But what I keep seeing with you, Anne, I keep seeing you printing up a lot of leaflets or flyers. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense. It does. Yeah.
Now, is that connected with your current job, or is that connected with your spiritual work that you wish to be doing?
I would say the spiritual work.
I would agree with that. So what I would say to you, Anne, is have a very good think about what services you want to offer, because I think there'll be more than one. I think you would be offering a wide range of services, and I would want you to think about the healing arts as well. And if you need to do training, then I would strongly recommend that you get trained and certified, because I very much feel that this will be a new career for you. And moreover, you will be feeling that it is your true life's work you're starting.
Okay. I'm certified in certified Reiki. And
perfect.
Tarot I've done for a long time, but there seems to be mixed opinion about developing my mediumship abilities, whether you'd want to go for formal training or just let that develop on its own, because that's becoming stronger for me.
Right, okay. Well, what do you feel yourself?
What do I think?
What do you feel?
I'm starting to look on. What I'm thinking is that you may need something on your resume, on your, you know, your whatever you call it, you have done some type of course with someone who's well known to be for credibility.
You still there?
Yes,
right.
For credibility.
Okay.
I think I need to say that I've worked with someone who's more famous. More well-known.
Right, okay. Well, have you done a lot of readings for people?
Yes.
Right, and what is the feedback from that?
What do I get from?
What is the feedback you have from the people you read? Is it positive feedback?
Do I have positive feedback? Yes. I've done both tarot cards in person at a wedding. I was hired to do a wedding. And,
okay.
But I'm also good, it's incredible to me, but I'm good at, like, instant messaging, like the stuff that people do on Blog Talk Radio, without even speaking to the person.
Right,
I just get things. So I'm very good at that, too.
Okay. So, now, unless
without
you want...
Without the card.
All right. Unless you want to do platform mediumship where you are working with an audience, I don't really see the need to do formal training with anyone. If you're doing psychic readings and mediumship readings for an individual, if you're doing platform work, then it's very advantageous to work with someone who is a professional, just to get the presentation tips as much as anything else. So that's what I would say to you. Okay? I've got another couple of things to say to you as well. Please watch the people you are mixing with. Some of them are a little bit negative energy, a bit low energy, okay? So I don't want you listening to anyone like that. Can you watch your diet as well? Are you vegetarian already?
Am I vegetarian already? No, but I'm fairly close to it.
Yeah, okay. And I really want to encourage you to eat healthily, okay? Very much fruit and veg, because I know here I want to keep your vitamin intake up. And I have to tell you that most definitely you are coming through a year of change, and there are going to be obstacles, and it is going to be quite scary sometimes. But I know here you have many, many guides and helpers in the spirit world who are going to help you bridge the gap here, because I do feel there might be quite a sudden cut from one career into another, okay? So I don't want you to feel desperation with it. Again, I want you to think positive about where you want to be and imagine yourself in that position. Okay.
Okay.
You, was it yourself that asked me about a man coming into your life?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Or a reconnection.
Okay, well, your next year you're going into a 16-7 year, which is very, very good for new relationships, reconnections, and family issues. But you'll also be very much thinking, examining, self-examination, looking at your spiritual side. And I want to say about 4 years, Anne. I know that seems a bit of a while away, but I think you'll be so busy setting things up. And I do feel that you will work out of a building or a centre, at least with one or two other ladies. So lots of interesting things coming up for you. Remember to make them happen, okay?
Okay.
Because every action is preceded by a thought.
Right.
Okay?
Can you
be very careful when you're driving the car? Because I know sometimes you get distracted. And the angels just want me to say to you, do not get distracted when you're driving.
Okay, that's good. No.
Okay,
good.
Good advice.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Anne.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye, Anne.
Bye now.
Bye, Anne.
Okay, Megan's been waiting for quite a while.
Megan.
I know. Are you okay, Jenna? Do you want to take a music break? Are you okay?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you, John. I have a little glass of iced water here that my lovely son brought me earlier, so I'm just sipping away at that.
Oh. Okay, then. So are you there, Megan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Megan.
Hi, Megan.
She's only 14. She just sang a beautiful song.
Megan, as you came on the phone, the line there, I chose the card Indigo Child. And I thought you must have a child, but you are a child yourself. So the angels are confirming for me that you have a wonderful gift with you. Okay?
Yeah, she's a young one. Yes.
She's an indigo child, highly sensitive, natural born leader, ultra sensitive. And you'll always find, Megan, that works for you and against you. Do you find that already?
Yeah, sometimes it can be.
it's a double-edged knife, okay? Now, I'm not going to I'm going to be very careful what I say to you because, really, I shouldn't be reading for anyone under the age of 16, okay? But I just want to confirm for you that you're very, very talented, that you're a beautiful, sensitive girl, but you must not take too much to heart what people say to you or feel too slighted, okay? Because this is a problem that sensitive people have all their life. You have to embrace the fact that you know the truth about a situation without getting dragged into other people's pain and misery. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sometimes I get... people judge me a lot of the time, and so it kind of hurts me a little bit. But I've been trying to learn how to just let it roll off because, I mean, there's so much bigger things than, you know, just what people say. And because people are just people, so.
Exactly. Now, I'll tell you a little saying that helps me because I'm judged by people and I'm still being judged by people, including my own family. Megan, so I know exactly where you're coming from, but there's an interesting saying that it's not any of your business what other people think about you. And that's quite an eye-opener, isn't it, if you think about it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take anything personally.
Let them have their thoughts. Don't you concern yourself with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but a lot of times, it's jealousy that's at the basis of all this kind of negative behaviour. So you need to protect every morning before you go to school. Imagine yourself in a beautiful pink bubble of love, and you have a mirrored edge, and if anything that comes towards you is projected straight back at the person. But I know, Megan, you must be fantastic at drawing or painting. I feel you're very, very talented that way.
I write music and I sing.
You write music and you sing. That's beautiful. But I know there's a very artistic in terms of painting or drawing ability with you. Have you explored that yet?
Painting?
Painting or drawing?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'm very good at drawing things in nature.
Absolutely. And if you move on, you'll be a wonderful painter as well, okay? Because you are very, very spiritually inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I have got to tell you, there's a lovely big angel stands beside you and protects you all the time. And I've also got to tell you that Archangel Michael is very, very protective of you as well. Okay?
Oh, okay. So when I get scared, which happens a little bit, towards the nighttime, I always call on Archangel Michael, and he's like the main person I call, because that's how my mom's always taught me to do, is to always call on Archangel Michael. And as I do that, I feel so much better, like I feel safe, and I go to sleep.
That's absolutely perfect, because he's telling me very strongly that he's with you and he's protecting you, and he shows these big massive wings around you. Okay, so that's absolutely the right thing to do. And the other thing is, you have a very small lady. She feels like a grandmother who'd be with you, also looking after you, or a great-grandmother.
A great-grandmother.
A very small, very small lady. She may be a Jewish lady, I'm not sure. But if you could...
I think it might be my... in my family, my grandfather... He had an aunt that really took care of him, and he tells me I look like her a lot.
Right.
She's my great aunt Dot.
Absolutely. Okay. That feels right to me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she's super protective of you, and she also acts as your guide sometimes, because I know that you do get a lot of mediumship and you do get a lot of visits from spirit. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's also little children that come about you as well. I don't know if you've seen them or saw them when you were younger.
Children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still see them. I live in a very fairly new house. And I've always had this little boy who's been following me around since I was very little. His name, I think, is something on the lines of John, or Jonathan, or something like that. He's very small. He has light brown hair, blue eyes, just like my brother. I've actually mistaken him for my brother once, walking down the hallway in my other house.
Right. Now, it may be that he is a brother of yours in spirit, or a relative of yours. So if your mom's ever had a miscarriage or anything like that...
She has.
Right, now that can very well be the answer. But that little boy just wants to play with you.
My mom had two miscarriages. One was a girl and one was a boy. I can talk to him when I get upset. Like, I feel him. Like, I'll be sitting down on my bed and I could just, like, see him, like, sitting down near me or something and talking to me. It's a very little boy that follows me.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes, he's a very sweet little boy. Mm-hmm. And he talks to me all the time. I listen to him all the time, and it's kind of weird. He's kind of like you said, I feel like he tries to protect me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And enters my thoughts, keeps me childish, so I don't take things too seriously.
Absolutely. He keeps you entertained, and he tries to keep you up. But you must have had a family dog. Was it a retriever or a Labrador or something like that, Megan?
Mm, We have a dog right now, but it's a very small dog. I've always had, well, my prior dog, she died in 2009, and she was a very small dog. She was a black little dog.
No, that's not the dog I'm seeing. Maybe you could check with your mum then to see if she recognises the dog. I'm quite sure those two dogs will be with you, but I do see a large, that looks like a Labrador or a retriever, so a golden coloured dog.
Mm-hmm.
Also very protective of you, Megan. So you are absolutely well protected.
Yes, I mean, well, my mom is an indigo child, and I'm a crystal child. I know this because mm-hmm. I've been told. But my mom, when she saw my dog when she was very sick, my dog had multiple problems, and her name mm-hmm. was Misty. She was mm-hmm. Very old. She was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, when she was really sick, my dog was sleeping, and she saw three dogs above her head, and she mm-hmm. kind of considered them her, I guess, her replacements throughout the years.
Okay.
Yeah, like, there's a smaller one that I have now. I have a dog named Bella right uh-huh. now. She means the world to me. I love my dog mm-hmm. so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like my baby.
Oh,
and,
I have
she sleeps with me.
Mm-hmm.
She sleeps with me in my bedroom. I love her. I always feel so much safer when she's with me because I love animals a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, we could chat all night to you, Megan.
She's lovely.
I know, she's gorgeous. But we're just going to we've got a very limited time now. We've only got about 13 minutes left, and we've got someone who's been waiting nearly 20 minutes,
and
someone else has been waiting 15 minutes. So please forgive us, Megan, if we say thank you for calling in, and we'll speak to you another time, okay?
It's okay.
Thank you, love.
Thank you for calling, Megan. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, it is.
You
too. It's always so interesting. Yeah.
Just stay strong and positive, honey. That's all. Strong and positive.
Okay.
And just remember that your role is what you define it to be. And when you stand in that role, no one will judge you, not now or ever.
Yes. Thank you.
See you later. Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Oh, she's so lovely.
She is, isn't she? But I think we're gonna ask, is it Bonabody to come on? Someone who's got music in the background. Hello.
Hello, Bonabody. You are on the air with Jane Dawson. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, they're entertaining
us.
That's a nice guitar playing.
Yoo-hoo! Are you there? Oh, dear. Hello?
They're listening to something else, apparently, and can't hear us. So.
Oh, dear.
Well, we'll try to get back to them. We'll move on to 727.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, 727. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Candy, and I'm actually calling from South Korea.
Wow. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Candy. Thanks for calling in.
I recently lost my mother, and I was just wondering if I could have any type of validations.
Uh-huh. Okay, Candy. I'm just going to try and tune into the spirit world for you, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Now, did you say you were ringing from South Korea?
I'm from Florida, but my husband is working over in South Korea right now.
Right. I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone that's phoned from South Korea before, so this is a first for me. Okay. Now, I don't know if it was your lovely mum, but I do know there's someone who passed with cancer. They're very much shouting, cancer, cancer here. Would that be your mum or would that be another member of your family?
My stepfather.
Your stepfather. Okay. And I have a lady here coming forward. And I know here she's pointing to a ring. She would have worn a number of rings on her wedding finger.
And okay.
Would you have these rings now or would your sister have them?
Yes, I have them.
You have them. So that would be your mum's rings that she's showing me here.
Yes.
That would be your mum's rings.
I've actually been wearing them, and I offered to give them back because the last person she was engaged to, they're not married. And at the last minute, you know, before I left Ohio, I offered the ring back to him. He told me to keep it. So from time to time, I've been wearing it.
Absolutely. And she wants you to wear it because vibration is stronger. If you wear it and if you touch it, she comes very, very close with you. Now, was there a time in your life when your mum was a really quite a well-built lady?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because that's what I feel here. And there was a time when she had these wedding rings on and they hardly fitted her fingers. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm saying she showed me she had these rings on and they hardly fitted her fingers because her hands had become too large, her fingers had become too large for the actual rings. And she's pleased, very pleased to see that you are, you have them now and that you are wearing them now. Okay? And I want to say here, she is also making reference to a child who is in the spirit world. And I do feel that's a little boy. Now, I don't know if that's one of your children or one of her children. Would you understand that as well, Candy?
Yes, she miscarried a little boy. Yep.
She miscarried a little boy. Okay, so I know very much then that this this child has been reunited with his mother. And how lovely is that?
Oh, fantastic.
So, it's fantastic, isn't it? Okay, there's also another lady coming forward from the spirit world. Would that be your grandmother, your mother's mother?
My grandmother is still living, so it could be my great-grandmother.
It could be your great-grandmother. Do you have a Scottish link somewhere, Candy, do you know?
Oh, fantastic. I love Scotland. Been there.
Right. It's just because I heard the name Agnes, which is a very, very Scottish name, and I don't know if that means anything to you or not. Okay. But I just wanted to say...
No, not really.
Right, okay. Well, just hold on to that name then, because it's come... There's a reason why I've given you it. Okay. And I just want to go back to your mum, because your mum is very, very much... I know here she keeps showing me her hands and her nails, and I know she must have always looked after her hands and her nails and had manicures and painted her fingernails. Would you understand that?
Yes.
She likes to look after herself, okay? And she feels that she couldn't do that as much as she wanted to at the end of her life. And
yes.
And very, very much she wants you to know that she's back in full fettle, all dolled up, as we would say in Scotland, looking good, okay? Now, she tells me as well here, she knows very well she's with you when you're crying and upset, and it's often at night, and she puts her hand out to stroke your hair, okay?
Oh, my God.
So you
I've almost felt her every night since she died.
Oh, bless you, honey. Well,
almost every single night she's touched my head.
She's touched your head, that's right. She really, really loves you so much. And there's a man with her as well. Is your father in the spirit world?
My real father, who I don't have a relationship with, is still here. But the father I consider my father that raised me had passed over from lung cancer, so he was there before she was.
He passed over. Well, absolutely together. Okay, absolutely together. So that's lovely to know as well. Okay.
Quite
and
lovely.
I do feel as if she had left you other jewellery. I'm seeing a particular necklace or beads or something here that I feel she was very fond of, that she's left either you or someone in the family.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I believe she's left more jewellery to you. She's showing me like a necklace here or beads, pearls, something like that. And she's also talking about...
Oh, go ahead.
Right, it's okay. She's also talking about Australia. So I feel that you must be either going to have a move or a holiday to Australia.
Oh, my gosh. I just went to Australia in August. And she was, oh, my gosh.
There's a whole bunch of confirmations for you right there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to be the bad ogre again and cutting again.
Right.
And I'm so sorry, Candy.
Right.
But we're going to have to, the next person has been waiting 17 minutes and we're just going to have time for 2 minutes with this next person. So
2 minutes.
That's fine.
So sorry about that. Thanks. And thank you, Jane, for the lovely message.
No, lots of love. Lots of love. She's blown you kisses, Candy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you
for calling. And thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Candy.
And thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Are we taking this very last caller who's been waiting 18 minutes now?
Yep. Let's do a quickie.
Oh, they've gone.
From 203 area code. Hello, 203.
All right.
Welcome to
they haven't gone. Right.
Hi, 203. 203 was on.
Yes, I think the last person decided they didn't want to be on after all after they waited all that time.
203, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. Can you hear us?
Yes, but I was on. This is Anne.
It's
I was on Anne. With you
before. Oh, hi, Anne. Oh, okay.
I was you on.
Yeah, it was 727, I think, that dropped off last. But never mind. We're going to say thank you very much to you, Jane, for the wonderful messages that you've given today. I hope they're going to help people.
I enjoyed it so much, and I really hope it brought the healing that the spirit world wants it to bring.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're a wonderful example. You are, what the Lakota call a beautiful example of a hollow bone. In other words, getting yourself out of your own way and allowing this message to come up and through you and out to the world. And it never ceases to astound me every show we've done, which is we've been doing this for over a year now, I guess.
Well, this is show 118.
I haven't done 118 with you yet, have I?
No, not yet. We've done quite a few, though, Jane.
I have done.
We're hoping to get you on again early next month, so that we'll post the link so that people know that you're on, so that they can call in. And next week we have Kahan, who's a wonderful musician, and he's going to be coming here next week.
Fantastic.
And don't forget to tune in on Wednesday. We do have Brother Sean's Healing Fountain show on Wednesday. He's now under the Healing Fountain umbrella. And I'll just see if I can post a link in the chat room in just a moment. But he's doing a show called Angelic Healing for Spiritual Wholeness and Wellness. And I think his special guest might be Buffy. And she's an absolutely beautiful light worker who is a midwife. So I'll just copy and paste that link if I can. And we're going to play out with a song that I wrote especially for 2012. And it's called Groove of Ascension. So good night, God bless, and thank you, Barry.
Oh, this is a good one.
Jane.
I played this on my New Year's show, and it went over quite well. It was very well received. Jan Christie, you are also amazing.
Oh. She's awesome. And so are you, Gary.
Yes, he is, yeah. Thanks a lot, then. Okay, so bye, everyone. See you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you. Bye.
I love you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.